subversive music for dangerous times.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Laser range on him. A lot of range.
Dogs don't kill people. Rabbits do.
Roger. Hit him. Truck. Go to the right, keep moving, move on the truck. Truck now. Is there anybody in the truck? Wait for moving. Okay. Go ahead and store that, auto range store. There's another guy underneath, move right there. Good, fire, hit him.
Freedom.
Low HDF.
And roger.
Had a laser range on him.
The red
one. Auto range.
Fine. Rudolph, the red
one. Range auto. Alright, got auto range on it. Roger. The red. Good. Second one. It's the truck. On the right,
see if it's
moving by the truck. Take the trucks out. Is there anybody in the truck? Wait for moving.
Not seeing
anything. Go ahead and store that auto range store. There's another guy underneath. Move right there. Good. Fire. Roger, he's wounded. Hit him. Roger, he's in the truck. Hit the truck, hit him. Go forward of it and hit him.
Freedom.
Roger.
And now with Iraq's liberation.
Gone. It's lost. It was stolen. America, I saw the greatest minds of my generation, crazed by the drug of fame, jumping money monkeys on TV for a quick fix notoriety and a kiss from Oprah, fucked by your obscurity and smothered by your total information awareness network, pornographic disinformation. America, I've seen the worst people praised and crowned kings, idiots selling us their enslaved lives, stupidity philosophy. These are your expert advisors, with too much time and money and information, not really knowing what to do with it. America, you've made us corporatized cartoons. Not America is laughing at us, not with us. Un-America is after us. America, you taught me great things, unbelievable codes we all lived by. Now you bless your people with fear, but I'm not afraid. America, I pledge my allegiance to truth and liberty, not the bullshit lies. Fuck you! Fuck your freedom! America, it's your holy war! Who do you think believes that shit? A nation under God? God who? Fuck you. Fuck your freedom. America, if I was free, I wouldn't need you to tell me. America, if you were free, you wouldn't need to tell us. Over and over and over and over. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. America, fuck you. Fuck your freedom.
Bye.
subversive music for dangerous times.
Anything that goes down on oppressed people, on the part of the oppressor, it should be reciprocal. We're prepared to deal with them, and we think the people are prepared to deal with them. We have to defend ourselves. We intend to defend ourselves. We did so in the past, and we're going to do it today, and the day after that, and the day after that. Because only through this proper example of the self-defense and the proper example of retaliation, and by letting these people know that we move from some basic laws, people learn by example. In plain proletarian workers' language, it takes two to tango. That we need to do more acting than we need to do writing. As soon as these motherfuckers go, we go. We're moving to a level whereby the people are going to take over control of their destiny. They're going to take over control of their community. And the first way of doing this is dealing with the most integral part of the fascist three-way oppression. We said democratic lying politicians. And avaricious, greedy businessmen. And we see fascist pig cops. But the one that's most evident, the one that's closest, the one that's more clear, the one that's more defined in the black community is those fascist pig cops. So what we're saying is, if the people can deal with these fools, then we would have taken a revolutionary step. A revolutionary leap, I should say. So that's the program that we think is going to move things to a high level. It's going to raise some contradictions. It's going to cause some antagonistic contradictions. We're prepared to deal with them, and we think the people are prepared to deal with them. We said move to a high level, move things to a high level. We said move to a high level. So that's the program that we think is going to move things to a high level.
We know that they did pull the trigger on Fred Hampton. Ed Hanrahan, who was the political heir apparent of Mayor Daley, wanted to take credit for having killed this Black Panther leader. So he went on television, and he went on television explaining how Fred Hampton had come out of his bedroom firing a pistol, and how all the Panthers inside had repeatedly broken ceasefires and repeatedly fired at the police. The problem is, when you fire a bullet, two things happen. You have a shell that comes from your gun, and you have a bullet that comes out the other end. When the evidence was all gathered, it turned out that all the shells that were found in the apartment came from police weapons, with the possible exception of one. All the bullet holes, the directions of those bullet holes, were all coming inside from outside, that is, showed that they were fired by the police. So that all of the evidence that Hanrahan said, all the evidence that was gathered proved that it was the police who fired, not the Panthers. Under the cover of appearing neutral, the federal government hid their own role, which was that it was their informant who had gotten the floor plan of the apartment, and their informant had given their floor plan to Edna Hanrahan's raiders. There had been a systematic effort by the FBI in Chicago and nationally to destroy the Panthers. They didn't have to kill every leader. All they had to do was kill one of the most important and up-and-coming and messianic leaders. Who was doing what Fred Hampton was doing, to send the message to all those young folks, whether they be black or white or Latin or whatever, who wanted to get involved in the struggle, that these, this is the game that you're getting involved in. We'll kill you in your bed.
Fred Hampton was only 20 years old, but he had the ability to really move people, to speak in a way that got people going, that effectively seemed to energize them.
We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere, but when I leave, you remember I said, with the last words on my lips, I am a revolutionary.
He was beginning to develop a following, and he was a direct threat to the power structure that oppressed people.
How long? Not long! Cause what you reap is what you sow!
Nosotros tenemos que estar agarrados en amor y veneración al descalzo, al niño indefenso, a la mujer tísica. Es una madre nuestra y hay que adorarla y defenderla contra todos los despotismos de la tierra.
Another slingshot dropped in the rod, I forgot. Less of a half knot, we by my street with a sweep. Lovers and laws, just damaging them in the deep. Body above cost, slums and sacrifice. Till I have to think twice, roller and dice in his life. Not be a prey, so follow our side, I said. In recollection, get away, God of the lie. Need a protection. Only a stone throw, Jesus and Lachitas are leaders. Trade out of death, no saviors and graves and guns. No time for romance, maybe just one. One second chance, go and follow a sign I said. A resurrection, get on God provide a new direction.
The thugs overdubbed, showing no love, shoved in conflict, ducking slugs and pumps, rubbed out by the illusion, thugged out. Watch out when they find out what love's about, revolution's about. Get out, hear the love shout instead of racing the lugs out. Love is revolution, out, out. Love is revolution instead of racing the lugs out. Hear the love shout, get out, revolution's about. Love's about when they find out what, watch out. Thugged out by the illusion, bumped out, ducking slugs and pumps, and conflict shoves.
I hate war, and I hate having to struggle. I honestly do, because I wish I had been born into a world where it was unnecessary.
The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn, burn. Motherfucker.
This is a whole totally different picture here, being pushed into the city urban warfare.